Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the art. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you. Because you guys could be doing anything in the world, and for everybody who's online, but you're here rocking out with us, and that means a lot. So, with that being said, I thank everybody who took the time out to send out prayers for my family. Just a lot of different things have been going on, and I appreciate the understanding of the unforeseen circumstances that I will discuss a little bit later for last week why we couldn't be on the show. But like I said, we've been doing the show for 5.5 years, almost 6 years in November. And I'm here, you know, I'm here. We're going to keep this thing rolling. I'm praying that it's going to, I'm dreaming big, and I'm encouraging you guys tonight to dream big. Dream bigger than ever before. Whatever it is that you want to do, do that. And even if it seems, like, ridiculous, if it's your dream, do it. Don't worry about your brain. Sometimes your thoughts could be the naysayer. So don't let your thoughts be the naysayer. You, if you're saying yes to your dream, I'm saying yes with you. So get in, you know, get in there and do what you got to do, whatever it is your dream is. This is just me being there pushing to you guys, just letting you know, dream big, and dream bigger than ever before, and believe that it will come to pass. Without a shadow of a doubt. So, for a lot of people, like I give like inspirational gems, inspirational jewels. If I different things as I learn and I grow. If you can use it, I say all the time, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. And for the last couple of weeks, I know we skipped last week, but last couple of weeks I've been talking about trusting the process. And I did write this little thing I'm gonna share with you guys tonight. I was talking to one of my homegirls. Big ups to Demetrius in VA, Richmond, Virginia. Hopefully she's listening tonight. Maybe we can get her on to spit some knowledge with us. Indeed. But just spitting knowledge and encouraging one another, it's just amazing for you. You know, different things that we need to do. Sometimes we know what to do, but we actually do the opposite of what we say we're going to do. So with that being said, I'm going to do this piece, and we're going to keep it rocking. So with that being said, I'm going to do this piece for everybody. It's called Blackbird. It was inspired by Nina Simone, Blackbird. Blackbird, why you want to fly? You ain't never going to fly. Please spare me with your lies. I'm a queen and a child of the Most High. You couldn't deny me even if you tried. Yes, I know. My mama's name was Lonely. My daddy's name was Pain. They may have called me a little sorrow, but they had no idea what God had in store for me tomorrow. With the pain, he removed the stain. I'm able to withstand the rain. a loyal bird in the sky. This black bird is going to fly. And so with that piece right there, I looked at it just to give you guys just a quick synopsis of that piece and why I wrote it was sometimes we feel like a black bird, black sheep, ostracized, different, or what have you. We're all different. We're all unique. We're all human beings, but we're all unique. And there are times in certain situations you might feel like a black bird. But just know that you are destined for greatness. I don't care what you've done in your past. You know, you can redeem yourself. And I really believe that if you're, you know, you have a higher power, let your higher power sing your redemption song. And you owe it to yourself to be great and to be better. So, like I said, the motivator in me, the pusher in me gave you a few inspirational gems right now. I do have a new piece I'm going to do tonight. And I promised it the last show, so I'm actually going to do it. It's fresh ink, and I have not done this piece. I've done this piece one time, and that was at my birthday show, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So, like I say, I hope you – oh, another thing, too. September 28th, put in your calendar the Arts Council at the Illusions Open Mic Night. The Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Illusions Open Mic Night with a live band. We got refreshments. I do actually the catering. I call that Delectable Illusions. I do a lot. Yes, I do, but I love what I do. A lot of people ask me, like, wow, China, you do a lot. Actually, I do it in pieces, but it actually works, and I love what I do, so. I hope you guys are enjoying the show and enjoying the vibe that we have right now. I can't wait to put everybody that we have online and just having some brief technical difficulties, but we're going to get this thing together. One thing I've learned is one monkey don't stop no show, and the show must go on, so we're going to make sure it does go on. And if you could, guys, just rock out with me for a minute, and I'll be doing another piece for you in just a second. I have to do pieces all night. We're going to make it happen until we get this technology together. All right. So this next piece, I dedicate this to all of you. And sometimes people have a habit of placing judgment on you just for whatever reason. Sometimes it's people's insecurities. Sometimes it's just people judge you automatically. So I wrote this piece. It's called Get to Know Me, and it's actually in my book. In the name of my book, actually, our technology is working now, you guys, but we'll be right back. But I'm going to do this piece right quick, and we're going to be right with you. But this piece called Get to Know Me, how people have a habit of judging you without getting to know you. So I wrote this piece, and here it goes. He who is without sin cast the first stone. So don't judge me by the way I walk. My movements aren't perpetrated by a fraud. For I have been through the fire and back, extinguished flames that weren't meant for me to put out, have had holes dug for me, reminder, to the digger. Keep in mind, when you dig one, dig two, because they're both for you. I have been through storms you wouldn't believe, experienced chapters in my life you couldn't conceive. A Category 6, a Hurricane Katrina, or your negative thoughts ain't got nothing on me. But your only notion of me is the image that you perceive, that faults and imperfections not who I'm destined to be. Fought all trials and tribulations intended to conquer my sanity. Fought wars of flesh, I ain't got time for this mess. Just when they're soon to have me all figured out, they're sadly mistaken. No time to be hostility, goody-goody, or wannabe. If I'm a believer, a go-getter, a warrior, an everyday hustler, struggling every day, whether it's mentally, physically, spiritually, or emotionally, to make those ends meet. I have my crosses to bear, lessons to learn and bridges to burn, hurdles to leap and dreams to reach. I refuse to let views hinder who I'm destined to be. For my walk is in stride, and I can't do anything without God by my side. I just want to expound a little bit on that piece that I wrote. It's amazing. When I was listening to myself spit the piece, and I thought about growth, because I remember when I wrote it, I was mad. I was angry. But now I can write it and be at peace, and I hope that the pieces that I write touch your life in some way. If I touch one person, I've done my job. And so even if you can attest to that, and even if right now you're listening to that piece and it made you mad at this moment, it doesn't mean that you'll stay mad forever, because emotions are temporary. You know, but growth is forever. That knowledge, wisdom, and understanding is forever. So with that being said, I learned that just like Jesus said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. So I'm not going to get mad at what we used to call our, you know, I did it to my haters, making them my motivators. No, I am my only competition. I'm not worrying about haters, you know what I'm saying, none of those things, because I pray for those people. I pray for whomever and keep right on pushing. And I hope you're willing to do the same. So like I say, we are having some, we actually about to be online in just a second. Sorry about the slow-mo we got going on here. And I appreciate you guys listening to me. Rock, we got an author. I cannot wait to get Mr. Gary Savage on the line. And I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. And I appreciate you guys vibing with me, listening to my inspirational jewels. And I got some more for you, but I want to make sure I get everybody on the line, you know, that I can at this time. And like I said, we do have a chat line. So anybody who wants to chat with me, just go to the Lyrical Cypher site for Blog Talk Radio and click on chat, and you can actually chat with me back and forth. A lot of people text me or inbox me through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Let me know how you like the show. So it means a lot to give you, to have your feedback. And again, sorry for the slow-mo, but we're going to keep this thing rocking. So with that being said, I have Mr. Gary Savage on the line. How you doing, Gary?
How you doing?
Doing great. How you liking the show?
I'm loving the show. I'm loving that piece that you just did.
That's
very inspirational.
Thank you.
How's the family? Everybody's okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, you actually walked me right into what I was going to say. For everybody who does not know, my son had to have major bone surgery, and he's in a lot of pain. So I actually left my son to do this segment with you guys because of my dedication, but I'm going to go back to him shortly.
Hello? Yeah, so I was here to tell you about my book that I just wrote.
Okay, well, please, hello? Let us know.
Yeah, it's called I Hope I'm Making Sense, Thanks. It's pretty much memoirs of my life. Will carry you from North Carolina all the way over to Korea and even California and all over the world.
Wow.
And basically, it's to let you know that how a person can go through things and how a person
mm-hmm.
can come out of things.
That's right.
And my publisher told me today that unfortunately I will have to use my pen name, which is Butch Wyatt. And
right.
Now I can go back and tell all my friends that my name, the book will be under Butch Wyatt. But
okay.
I guess a lot of people know me as Gary Savage. And I'm really inspired by your show. This is
Thank you.
Right on, it is. It is. We need more people like you. You are truly, truly one of the people that they say it takes a village. And I thank you.
Thank you so much. And please keep me in your prayers, because it's not easy. Because I'm very transparent. So I thank God for the partnership I have with the library. They found a room for me in the library. And try to find me in a room that I can actually get better service. And the service is extremely slow here at the library. But I'm just thankful that I'm in the library here in Kinston. I just want to give them a shout out. They're letting me have my radio show here. So it's a blessing. I had to go where it was closer.
That's right. And I have to let you know that continue to rise, because
right.
we are listening. And we do.
Thank
see
you so much.
Don't ever
God
doubt
bless
that.
You. Thank you
thank
so
you
much.
Very much.
And I appreciate it. All right, everybody. Thank you. I'm going to say Gary Savage on the line, a.k.a. Butch Wyatt, in the building. Thank you so much for rocking out with us.
All right.
All right. All right. So right now I'm opening up the open mic lines for anybody who wants to shout to spit some poetry. This is not a poetry show. I just happen to be a poet. If you sing, feel free to do so. If you rap, do so. If you just want to let us know what's going on, if you have an inspirational gem, please drop it. I love to learn too, and I want to be inspired as well. Or you got something funny to say, if you're a comedian, whatever your talent is, on or off the stage, I salute you. So with that being said, if you have a company or organization, a business that you want to promote, that's what this is all about. And I'm not asking for any money. I'm asking you for you to just be you and share you so we can support you. And this is your outlet to do that. You're heard all over, somewhere everywhere. So feel free to call in. And I got some more calls on the line. And if I, also, I'd like to pay homage to you, so I will show you my appreciation. So if I call out your number, 252, I got 252 on the line, I'm just going to say what's up, and thank you for calling in on the show. Don't be shy. I'm not putting you on the spot. If you don't want to say anything, that's cool. But I just like to pay homage what homage is due, because I'd rather give you your flowers now, because you can't get them when you're asleep. I mean, forever asleep. So with that being said, we got a 252 on the line. 252-689, what's up, what's up? This is China. Got a 252? All right. Okay, we got a 252-493 on the line. What's up, what's up? This is China. All right, so I just want to give him a shout out for listening, and we're going to go ahead and play our next track. I hope you guys enjoy.
Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith, motivated to keep on reaching. The Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory, wholeness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries, for the people could realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth. Others may run, doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
my grandmother was an amazing woman. A labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease. She would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep North Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine like a campfire, still, yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite. After school program to lean on for affection, she would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seething suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the ribs. She was a home-cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers. With no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator, my grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give. God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all knowing yet unknown.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. I actually have some new ink for you guys. And this piece, it's amazing just how things come to you. And I thank God for it. So the name of this piece is called I Got Five on It. And the way I break it down is, in some form or fashion, we go through the five stages of grief in our life, in our lives. Whether it's the death of someone, the denial phase, the anger that it happened, depression, the bargaining, and then finally accepting whatever that thing is, whether accepting the fact the loss of a job, a breakup, death, just a lot of different things change, different changes that we don't want to happen or we didn't expect to happen. We go through those stages. And I wrote this piece, and I just put a little spin on it. So hope you guys enjoy it. I'm actually going to just read it off my phone, and we're going to go from there. And eventually I'm going to know this piece because my band and I, we got an idea. But just imagine the song I Got Five on It is playing. So I hope y'all enjoy this piece. I actually did it at Art Temple and Illusion, and they really enjoyed it. So, all right. I'm a bit shocked and appalled. I got this wake-up call. I can't blame nobody for this. I'm swallowing my pride and I'm taking ownership of my ship. Because I found love on a two-way street, and it left me on a lonely highway. I dang near went through the five stages of grief, floating in denial river. And I mean denial river. Screaming, this can't be. Why is this happening to me? Shoot, I thought that this was meant to be. I noticed the distance, activated my patience with concern, love, and adoration, only to be placed on a love call waiting, ignoring the signs that were right before my eyes, manipulation, withholding missing information. So caught up in the thought of us, I missed the dang bus. Anger got the best of me. Guess who's starting on Nightmare on M Street? Me. Featuring, That's What You Thought. Yes, I got hit. I got to hit the highway because this ain't the flyway. I thought we were on our way. I see I lost my way. Fell down on my knees to pray, using prayer as my bargaining chip, hoping we can strike a deal. Lord, I thought this love was real. This feels like Silence of the Lamb. Hey, I'm willing to be the sacrificial lamb. Show me what to do. God, if you do this for me, I will do this for you. Coming to grips with reality. Defeat of my want and expectations are just a fallacy. Now I see, God, you supply all my needs. So I will just be. So hopefully that piece resonated with somebody, but I know it resonated with me when I wrote it. I felt every piece. I felt like I had to go through all those stages in order to get to the stage of finishing the piece. And I feel like that's what happens to me with all my pieces that I write. I actually live it, experience it, witness it, and then I write about it. So I'd rather be a walking, living, breathing testimony to be able to show you that actually this thing works and to be able to know that with the experience, it's okay. You know, and you can make it out of it. So, and it's being able to go through those stages and acknowledge the fact, okay, yeah, I can take ownership of my own ship. Yeah, I went through this, that, and the third, or whatever, but that's not all I am. I'm not my history. My history does not define my destiny. And I hope you guys know that. I got to do one more for you guys because I'm going to close out with the last jewel, which was Trust in the Process. And with Trust in the Process, I wrote this last little section about trusting the process, and I wrote it on, I actually pasted it on my Facebook page, but I want to share this guy with you guys, and maybe it'll help someone. But like I say, if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. So this is called Trusting the Process. Every thought, every worry, every heartache or heartbreak, every concern, every worry, every pain, every fear. My joy, my peace, my happiness, my past, my present, my future, my bank account, my house, my needs, my children, my life, my dreams, my gifts, my purpose, my calling, my desire to help others, my love for others, my business, the loss of loved ones, anything that comes to my mind, I decided to say, God, you got it. This is all above my spiritual pay grade, so I choose to stay in my lane and trust you, God, with unfaltering faith. It is well with my soul. My Clavette, Chyna Roberts. You guys be blessed. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, and see you guys next week at 6 o'clock.